بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها المزمل وقال تعالى يا أيها المدثر وقال تعالى ياسين وقال تعالى طه وقال الله تبارك وتعالى لم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك وقال تعالى والضحى والليل إذا سجى وقال تعالى والشمس وضحاها وقال تعالى والليل إذا يغشى وقال تعالى نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا ولدي سيد بني آدم يوم القيامة ولا فخر لي أو كما قال عليه السلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين هذا سؤال رسالة دروس شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد Ulama Kiram, respected elders, brothers, our mothers and sisters, and all who are listening on the audio streaming. This poetry is relating to the greatness and the majesty of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the status that Allah Rabbul Izzat has accorded to him. The whole purpose of mentioning these things is so that our love, our attachment, and our appreciation of him grows stronger and stronger until such a time that we reach that point that he becomes more beloved to us than the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the whole creation, nobody is more beloved to us than him. He becomes the one who is most beloved, more beloved than our own parents, our children, our wives, our family, our friends. That is the purpose and the objective. And on that is hinged our very iman and faith depends on that. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس يجمعين. None of you can bring true iman until I do not become more beloved to him than his father, his son, and the whole humanity and mankind. In other words, whether it be his parents, whether it be his children, whether it be his family, whether it be his relatives or friends, whosoever it may be, until I do not become more beloved than all of them put together, then his iman is not perfect. His iman is not complete. The iman has to be completed when the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than everyone else. Now that love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we do possess. But there are two levels of that love. One is on a level, intellectual level. Intellectually, we all love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everybody else. Otherwise, our iman is even in question. And the proof that we love him more than everyone else is that if anybody, Allah forbid, has to show any disrespect to him, even if it be our own blood and kith and kin, our blood and flesh, our own relatives, we will take immediate offense to that and we'll become enraged with, you know, disgust, and we will retaliate against that person. Then we won't see this is my father, or this is my son, or this is my brother, or this is my wife, or this is whoever. We will immediately react. We will react with anger. We will react with total displeasure, disapproval. That nobody, no matter who it is, can say anything that is that is inappropriate or that is unbecoming of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is any Muslim, unless a person's iman is gone so low that the question arises whether it does exist or not. But like that, any Muslim will not tolerate the slightest criticism of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from anyone, no matter who it may be, even though it is the closest person to him. It can be his bosom friend, he will not accept it. So that is a proof that the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more than everyone else. That is the proof. The proof is there. But our iman and our attachment to him and our love for him is at this point in time on that intellectual level. What is called muhabbate akli. Then we should strive for bringing that love and muhabbat onto a higher level. And then that is what is called muhabbat tab'i. Muhabbat tab'i means that our love for him becomes so intense that really we feel that he is more beloved to us than everyone else in this universe. And we can feel that love, we can actually experience that love. Then that is a sign of the perfection of the iman of a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises our level of iman and love for Nabi Kareem to that extent that he becomes more beloved to us than everything else in this makhluk and creation, whether it be on that intellectual level or whether it be on a personal level. Right. Then that will be the sign of perfection of iman. And how will we achieve that? By constantly speaking about his greatness and his virtues, and remembering his favors upon us, remembering his beauty and perfection, remembering his good qualities and character, remembering how close he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how lofty his rank is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the great favors that he has done upon each and every one of us as the ummatis. When we ponder and reflect in these things, then inshallah we will acquire that desired level of love for him. So that is why all these poetries which are called Naat Sharif. Naat Sharif is poetry in the praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we say, Hamd Bari is poetry in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Manqabat is the praises of the great personalities of Islam, be it the Sahaba-i-Kiram, or the great Imams, or the great Awliya. And Naat Sharif is that poetry that is in the praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is called Naat Sharif. So all these Naats that are written, whether it be in the Arabic language, whether it be in the Persian language, like the famous poetry of Mullah Jami Rahmatullah Ali, that great person, that great personality, that on the way to Medina, he was going to present such a salam that was the most unique salam in the form of poetry. The story is long, I will just briefly explain it. And that is when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream told the governor of Makkah, stop that man from coming to Medina. So the governor of Makkah, he sent the military and the soldiers out to go and look for Mullah Jami. And they found him on the way to Medina. And they arrested him and they brought him and they threw him into the prison. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in his dream the second time. And he told him that I told you to stop him from going to Medina. I didn't tell you to ill-treat him and to mistreat him and to imprison him. The only reason why I told you to stop him from going to Medina is because he was going to read such poetry there that he was requesting that I should extend my hand out to him, and if I had fulfilled that wish of his, then it would have become a test for the Ummah. That's the only reason why I did not want you to allow him to come to Medina. So even the poet understood that at this point in time, it would not have been appropriate for him to recite those verses. But such was his love and connection that a request was would be made at Roza Mubarak, and these people of that level of love and muhabbat, that their request would also be fulfilled. Subhanallah. So whether it is the poetry in Persian of Mullah Jami and other great poets, whether it is the poetry in Urdu of great, great poets, whether it is the poetry in English, in French, in so many other languages of the world, we find poetry in all these languages, and all these poetries are in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this particular poetry, in this Naat Sharif, the beauty of this Naat Sharif is that the poet has brought the ayats of the Quran into his poem. And he's made subtle references to ayat after ayat, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing his beloved and speaking about his greatness. And that is sufficient for us to develop that love for him. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has praised him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extolled his greatness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about him that وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have elevated your name and your memories in the minds of the people of the world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him to that level, then we can imagine what was his status. That is when it was said to him that إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, O beloved Rasul, when I will be remembered, you will be remembered side by side. In the azan, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. In the iqama, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. Because the muazzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In the kalima, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In salah, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. In janaza salah, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. In the Jummah khutbah, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. In the Eid khutbah, my name will be taken, your name will be taken. So wherever it may be. In fact, to such an extent that in the qabr, in the questions, Allah's name will be taken and his name will be taken. From the beginning till the end, when a child is born, Allah's name is taken, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is taken. So this is that lofty stage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised him. That when Adam alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, who is this great personality that when I looked on the arsh, I saw next to your name, O Allah, his name was attached to your name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Adam, where did you hear about him? Where did you learn about him? He said, I saw his name on your arsh. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That his name was attached to your name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam that, Oh yes, O Adam, that will be the most beloved of all my creation, and he will be the greatest of all my creation, and he will be from your offspring and progeny. So here in this poetry, the poet has mentioned numerous ayats of the Holy Quran. Across the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the greatness of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that even the body parts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Nazala bi ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna minal munzirin. Allah says, upon your heart. Whose heart? The heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah speaks about the heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wala tamuddanna aynayk ila ma mata'na bihi azwajan minhum. Do not glance with these two eyes of yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. La tuharrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bi inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. O beloved Rasul, do not hasten with the wording and repetition of the words of wahi with your tongue. Allah makes mention of the tongue mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his hands also in the Holy Quran. وَلَا تَبْسُطْ يَدَكَ and so on and so on, the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Mubarak body parts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فُعَادَكْ the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صَدْرَكْ أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكْ the chest of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ and الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكْ the back of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. So we can see that how much of attachment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got with his beloved Rasul, that not only does he mention his being and his personality, that is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beautiful titles in the Holy Quran, Ya Ayyul Muzzammil, Ya Ayyul Muddathir, Yasin, Taha, and the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad, Muhammad, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin Rasulullah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the names of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. And he mentions the body parts. That is alone sufficient to explain to us how much love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for his beloved messenger, and how Allah elevated his rank and status. That Allah describes the beauty of his face in the Holy Quran, وَالضُّحَى, by the bright shining sun. The ulama say one explanation of this وَالضُّحَى is it refers to the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, it refers to the black hair and the zulfa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these things are indicative of the greatness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us that true love and that attachment to him, and that we reflect and ponder all the time on his greatness, on his loftiness, on his beauty, on his perfection, on his beautiful character and qualities and conduct. And we ponder and reflect most of all on the great favors that he has shown to each and every one of us as the Ummat in this world, and the favors that we will still receive from him on the day of Qiyamah, the favor we will receive from him in the form of the Hawza Kawthar that we will be drinking. All of these put together, this is enough to generate the true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart. Allah Rabbul Izzat through his fazal grant it to us. Maulana will also come and read inshaAllah some poetry for us now.